Where is Rick?
Right here.
He is still recovering from his nose surgery. You guys, over the weekend, his cast fell off, and he looks so good. And we went to see my cousin up at Red Oak, and he could not believe how good it looked. So yeah, we went.
And I thought I was going to be able to keep it off. And then I went to the doctor this morning, and he glued a splint right back on my nose that I have to wear for another 4 days.
Yeah, because there's going to be a big reveal, and he wants all that swelling to be down, and it will heal quicker when that splint on your head, on your face. So you look great. I can't wait for you guys all to see his different nose. It looks so fantastic. So good job, Cosmetic Care, on that one. And I want to say Teresa Giudice just got married over the weekend. And
congratulations.
I want to congratulate you. Woo!
Congratulations, Teresa and Louis.
Congratulations. I probably would have been invited because I've been friends with her for years. We have a mutual friend, and she asked if I was coming. She said no because I was making fun of Louis. I was not making fun of Louis. I just thought I was teasing him. Like, I thought it was a funny meme.
You made a little meme after we saw the video of him, of Louis, with all of his boys that everyone was making fun of last season. And we were recapping the season, and you made a meme about him.
So she calls me and goes, why would you put that on there? Aren't you my friend? Aren't you happy for me?
Well, the New York Post wrote an article about it.
Yeah. So she called me upset. She said, told me to take it down. And I said, listen, it was a joke. I was kidding. It was like, I thought it was in good fun. It was humorous. Like sometimes we can pick up on ourselves. I wasn't teasing him or, you know, I didn't say, oh, your husband is a controlling jerk. I didn't say anything like that. I was just, I was recapping Beverly Hills, and I thought that was
New Jersey.
New Jersey, and I thought that was a cute meme, and, again, I offend everyone, so there you go on that one.
Are you upset that you didn't go to the wedding?
I'm a little hurt. I'm a little hurt that she took that so personally. Like, you're on a show where you're getting criticized, like, to the end, and you're upset that I did a little meme. You know, Margaret Josephs, we kind of got into it, and she's like, yeah, Kelly and her little Rick, nah, 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 nah. Like her little Rick. I'm like, I laughed. I'm like, okay, little Rick, all right? Like little Rick, fine, I'm going to call him little Rick from now on. Like,
I'm not little.
Well, you're 5'10". You're not. I'm 5'8", you guys.
That's taller than
I'm
average.
I'm taller than average. People
so
that
I.
see me in real life go, I can't believe how tall you are. I get that all the time.
Yeah.
So,
what about her outfit? Her wedding outfit, her hair.
Okay, so she's been married before. She's already worn the white dress. For me, I wore a black dress because I've been married 3 times. And so I felt like the white didn't work out for me because I got divorced 2 times before. So might as well wear black, right? Not that
Bam.
It's...
Bam, you looked hot too.
You know, and I wanted it simple and I wanted it intimate. I've had the big weddings, the big Catholic white dresses and all that. But... I thought that her first dress that she had was beautiful. I thought it was sleek. I like her hair straight down. I thought she looked gorgeous. Now, but I don't know what those things are that she always wears around her arms. It looks tacky for my taste, okay? Now, this is what I do. I'm not nitpicking. I'm like trying to be the fashion police. What I think and I say what everybody else thinks. So I'm not being mean at all. This is just my opinion.
Yeah.
I have to say it, and I tried digging for this picture. I was in a wedding, in my cousin's wedding in San Diego, and my mom took me to JCPenney's because they didn't have the dry bar. This was like probably in eighth grade, like 1989. And my mom took me to go get like an updo. I swear to you, it turned out just like that hair. I am not kidding. So when I look at that hair, I'm like, did she get it done at JCPenney's? Because I had that hairdo. I am not kidding. Didn't have the crown. Don't know what the crown's about, okay? I mean, we're not Frozen, but, you know, the movie Frozen. But I found it a little over the top, if you will, especially you're not going to the prom or in a movie called Frozen. So... you're getting married for the second time. Anyway, congratulations. I don't want to be too negative or too harsh on Teresa. I think she's a wonderful person. I really like her inside and out. And so congratulations. And
we're both sorry we couldn't be there.
Yeah. So I also want to talk about, so every day I wake up every morning and I have like 20 Google alerts. And it's always from the same sources. It's from the Heavy, Daily Mail, Page Six, Reality Blurb, Techno, whatever it is. So I want to go tell you about the Daily Mail article was about my appearance on the, I was on an unpopular podcast. And
that's the name of the podcast, is Unpopular.
Unpopular was Jacques Peterson.
Yeah.
So I went after Bronwyn. I was. So Bronwyn went on one of these Under the Velvet Rope and said that I doxed her and I showed her address. And I never showed her address.
She keeps lying about that.
She keeps lying. I showed her address.
Can I say what happened?
Yes.
We were outside of her house, and you made a video of the license plates on her vehicles because she had Florida plates living in California, Newport Beach. Florida plates on her vehicles, which means that she was using a Florida address for DMV and wasn't paying the taxes that she should have been paying living in California. So you showed her Florida plates, but you did not show her address.
No.
And if anyone looked up her Florida plates, they would have been linked to a Florida address, not her California address.
But by the way, we live in the Port Streets. We know the house is featured on the show.
Yeah, they show it on
TV.
They
show her house on TV.
So if anyone wanted to find her house, all they have to do is drive around the Port Streets and they'll find it.
They'll find it. It's right on a main street, by the way. So
she had already done that. You didn't do that.
Yeah.
It was nighttime. All you did was
show
the license.
So she lied. When we were on the reunion, she said that she has proof that I'm a racist. And she printed out those conversations that me, Emily, Gina, and all of us had. And it was all I said was, don't take your kids to a protest. It's dangerous. That's all I said. And she made that seem like that was racist. That's all I said.
But the other thing that she said that really upset you was that you weren't a good mom.
Yes. So she said on the reunion and everywhere else and on Entertainment Tonight, she went on a big, huge whirlwind thing. And they allowed her. They didn't let me go on any of those shows. So they said that I was a bad mom, that during the pandemic, I left Jolie. Well, I never left Jolie. I've never moved out of state to be with anyone. I was had 1 week on, 1 week off.
Jolie was with her
Jolie
dad.
Was with her dad.
And you came to New York, and because of the pandemic, you couldn't go home every week.
I couldn't go home every week. The flights were canceled. So for her to say that and make up a lie is completely and utter. And again, it's these woke people, right? They're a bunch of freaking hypocrites, right? She says that I'm a bad mom and that I leave my kids. She moved to Brooklyn to go be with her girlfriend. So
and she has seven
she
kids.
She has seven kids. And you know what? Those seven kids have issues. I mean, that you all saw it on TV yourself. So.
Wait, can I read the quote that you said to the guy on the Unpopular podcast?
Yes.
This was in the article in the Daily Mail. You said, look at her kids. Is she the best mom? No. Her kids have got issues. Why? Because she's a bad mom. She's got seven children, and she's more worried about eating. Can I say that word?
I don't know.
Poutang than taking care of her kids. That's what you said to him, and they wrote an article about that.
Yeah, the Daily Mail did. So I wish she would go away, honest to God.
Do you want to talk about what Sean's girlfriend
said? Oh, yeah. So Sean's girlfriend wrote to me, okay? And she said, and this is
That's the quote that Bronwyn posted something about her, and then she responded to Bronwyn. You want to read that?
Yeah. So read this.
Oh, okay. So Bronwyn posted, it has come to my attention that Sean has continued to lie to me. We had an agreement that you wouldn't be around my children. You being the girlfriend, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've just learned he went behind my back. He continues to lie and put our kids in very uncomfortable situations. Please, moving forward, date my husband without my kids. You aren't welcome in our family. She's saying this to a woman after she left her 7 kids.
Yeah.
And Sean is there by himself, and now he has this girlfriend. Why wouldn't he want his girlfriend to be around his kids and help take care of them? She has a lot of nerve being out of town for weeks or months at a time, and then criticizing, going after the new girlfriend for spending time with her children when she's not.
So
the girlfriend wrote back, please leave me alone. This is so unnecessary. If you want to have a conversation with me, I am happy to do so, but will not be degraded by you day after day. I have done nothing to you at all and would appreciate it if you stop dragging my name through the dirt.
Yeah, and so then she wrote me again, and her name is Michelle. She goes, I've personally been attacked by her so many times for my relationship, and it's about damn time someone spoke up. And then I go, good, I'm glad. This is Sean's girlfriend. And she said, thank you. Fingers crossed, she doesn't ruin my relationship with Sean overall. We've already had to take a step back from her last attack on my page. I think you are a badass for sticking up for yourself. And Sean sent me that link and thinks you said nothing but the truth too, by the way. This is the shit that she keeps doing. She's crazy.
Wow.
This is from Sean Windenberg's girlfriend. So thank you, Sean, for saying that. Everything that I've said is the truth. I know you always have stuck up for that lunatic, but thank you, Sean, for validating me.
And then read that last bit.
Oh, so that's all for now, guys. You can subscribe to our Rick and Kelly Show on Apple, Spotify, and Patreon. Different show than this one. Unfiltered, uncensored, and very entertaining. Come check us out.